And you're not sure you're right about something, but you think so, and so you might turn to a friend and you say something, and the person looks at you strangely, and you say, I'm right.
I think I'm right.
How, which of these sounds like, I'm right, am I not, I'm right, ain't I, I'm right, aren't I?
What was the first one?
I'm right, am I not, I'm right, aren't I, I'm right, ain't I? Which sounds more natural?
Aren't I would say.
Okay. someone thanks you very much someone thanked you for a ride into town, and you might say, don't mention it, we were
happy to.
Going to town anyway.
We were going to town anyway.
Right. Someone's taught, old timers talking about, or you're talking about when you were small boy, and talk about the good old days, and you'd say, the good old
those
days.
Those were the day.
Again, yeah.
Those were the day.
And someone said, did you break that window? And you'd say, no,
it wasn't me.
Okay. Say he's, we'll skip that. The be is a finite verb. You see, he's not going to say, how be you, naturally. Would you ever say, how be you,
no.
Even jokingly?
No.
Your mother was going to make some slip covers or something. She might have a little piece of cloth. She might take that down. She'd call that a
piece of cloth.
All right. How about if you're walking around in a supermarket and they give you a little piece of cheese. They say, we'd like you to have this free
sample.
Yeah. And a girl has a very attractive dress on. You say, that's really a
pretty dress.
And Mary's is even
prettier.
All right. And something your mother might wear over her dress when she's cooking.
Apron.
Yeah. And this is a
pan.
And the thing you use to hold the baby's diaper in place.
Safety pin.
All right. And something that a beggar might have, a cup made of.
A cup.
Soup comes in a what?
Can.
So what's the can made of?
Tin.
Okay. And then another name for a dime is? A dime or
10 cent piece.
Okay. And you wear when you go outside, you might wear a
jacket
or a
coat.
All right. And we're talking about buttons, and you'd say, this shirt has buttons. Wear it. It has buttons
up and down.
What would you say? Would you say in it, on it, on
it? On it.
Yeah,
it has
okay.
Buttons on it.
All right. Something a man might wear between his coat and his shirt. Has buttons down the front.
Vest.
Right. And these are
pants.
All right. Now, what different kinds are there?
Well, there's dress pants, jeans.
What are jeans?
Made out of denim.
All right. How about the kind that has come up in the front?
Overall.
All right. Now, do they have sleeves in them?
No.
How about the kind that a mechanic might wear that might cover, there'll be the
work clothes, I don't know.
Yeah. You wouldn't call that overall, though?
Yeah.
You would.
Work overalls, probably.
Oh, would you ever call them coveralls?
Yeah. Coveralls.
Coveralls would be the, that's the.
It seems like the work.
Okay. All right, now the child has on his plants, and you're sitting across him. You say, here.
Come here.
And
come to me.
And whatever you have.
And bring it to me.
Okay, and so he.
Brought it.
And he has.
Brought it.
All right. And you say, I tried my coat on. And you say, last year it went just fine.
It fit.
All right. And you buy a coat and pants, and you have a.
A suit.
And it's not an old one, it's a.
New suit.
All right, and my pockets are all filled up with things. My pockets really what out?
Bulge.
All right, and you buy so you got to watch it when you buy those Levi's because they might
shrink.
All right, and they have
shrunk. They shrink.
Okay, you said shrink is the.
All right.